Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
I think I told a story for Who Won Quarantine the other day where I said that I was playing dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, my wife, Nicole, and my parents. And my mom attacked my dad because she got mad at him during the game.
Yes.
Punched him in the hand. Threatened to throw something at him. I'm laughing my ass off. My dad's laughing my ass off because we've seen this behavior a million times. My wife is like, what's going on? And I was like, what do you mean what's going on? And she was like, that's not normal. I'm like, what are you talking about? I grew up.
You it's know normal I mean? For you.
Like, it's normal for me.
Yeah.
That was like, it was like this revelation that I had that day. So
I think a couple of your stories for quarantine this week were involving your parents and some sort of physical confrontation.
So, because that's how I grew up. That's just how it is. For me, that's normal. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who has had recent... Because here's the thing. Like, when you grow up with your family, you see things all the time. So, because you see them all the time, you don't know they're not normal. Until you have a damn friend over or something like that. Or in the future, you get a girlfriend,
until someone
boyfriend.
Points it out
yeah,
to you.
Someone points it out to you. And you're like, what? What are you talking about? Really? That's weird. And I'm sure you've done it when you've gone to a friend's house. You're like, yo, you guys do this?
Yeah.
That's weird. But then you're like, am I weird? Are they weird? Whatever. Anyway, I'm not alone in this whole situation. But you know what? I'm just going to throw it to Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I'll just jump right to it. Have you guys ever heard of a shit spoon?
A shit spoon?
Shit spoon.
Yeah.
Shit spoon. I haven't, but can I guess as to what it is?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. You have a dog and it's a spoon. No. Okay.
I'm wondering if the word is literal or if it's meant to be like a junk spoon.
No, it's literal.
Oh,
it's,
all right then.
It's literal.
In that case, I have no guesses.
I have no idea. What the hell is a spoon?
So I thought this was a normal thing because my family's had one and I just accepted it as, you just accept it. It's a wooden spoon you hang in the bathroom.
Yeah.
To break up that is too big to flush.
What?
What?
That's the least normal thing I've ever...
For years, I thought it was normal.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
You have a spoon, a shitty spoon hanging in your bathroom. You thought that was normal?
Yes.
When did you realize that it's not... Is this the first time you're realizing it's not, or...
Like, within the last year. I had to explain it to my girlfriend recently, and she's like, why is this here? And she was mortified.
And this is something that your whole family does.
Yeah, we all do it. We all have one.
Oh, my God. That is classic.
That is so nasty.
All right, so shit spoon, not normal. Now, I heard that you had another thing that you were wondering if it was normal or not. Go ahead.
So I always thought that everyone had, like, a face cloth and a towel in the bathroom so that you had something to wipe your face with that you didn't also wipe your ass with.
So you're talking about, like, out of the shower and you wipe...
You get out of the shower, I have a towel, and then I have a face towel.
Okay, so you wipe, like, your body and your ass and everything with one towel, and then the face towel, you just wipe your face.
And then I want to wipe my face with what I also wipe my ass with.
Yeah.
I have a face cloth.
Okay, I do not... That doesn't sound as crazy as a spoon.
Yeah.
But I also don't do that.
Yeah, again, I'm learning all new things with my girlfriend.
Your family is weird when it comes to the bathroom. I'll say that.
See, I have one towel for drying my whole body, but I do have a separate washcloth to wash my face.
To wash
But not
your
to
face.
Dry it, like he's saying.
Yeah, no, I go straight...
No, yeah, to dry your face.
Yeah, I go, and I'm trying to think of my drying technique. I dry hair, face, body, down, balls, ass, but then I bring it back up. So I pretty much, I'm just rubbing everything all over itself.
So you want to avoid that, right?
No, that,
when you say it like that, it does sound a little nasty.
That makes sense,
but
it just makes me laugh that the guy who doesn't want to wipe his face with the same towel that he wipes his ass with has a spoonful of shit hanging on the wall.
That's a good point.
I need to find out what the hell else my family does that's weird, because I'm having way too many come to Jesus moments in the bathroom.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.